Hi everyone, thank you for tuning in to the segment. I had to add this because it's so profound. So Luke chapter 7 verse 34, you have them calling Jesus a gluttonous and a wine bibber. Again, we see gluttony and alcohol coupled together again. But here, as I was discussing, different words in the Bible mean different things based on the translation from the original text, and also it may just carry another meaning. So here in the concordance, the word gluttonous is translated gourmand. And gourmand means to be excessively fond of food and drink, or to heartily have a very heartily interest in food or drink. So as I meditated on it, I was like, my mind went to Matthew chapter 5. It's verse 28. And Jesus was talking about, like, if you have lusted after, he was telling them that if they have lusted after a woman, they have already committed adultery in their heart. So for me, gourmand was carrying an idea of, like, you can be gluttonous and not even have consumed if sin can start in the heart. And we know it can based on this correlation to lust and adultery. So it's something to be very cautious of. So if you find yourself daydreaming about food, overly planning for it, overly excited for it, or maybe like too disappointing if you don't get what you actually want, it shows that you may have had too much of an excitement to actually receive it. So of course we enjoy food and it's good, but don't be excessively fond of it. And I think it goes a little bit into mental health too, because it's unhealthy thinking patterns where you just constantly maybe thinking about what you're going to eat. Just out of another scripture, Matthew chapter 6, you know how Jesus talks about the heathens. They want to know what they will eat, what they want will drink, but your heavenly Father knows all these things. And he says, seek thee first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So that is not to be the meditation of our heart. Now, we understand that planning is needed and that food is supposed to be good. But it reminds me of a segment I did about both day and night. And I was just encouraging you not to let your weight loss journey be the meditation of your heart, because that's the place where God gets that preeminence, where the word of God is supposed to be on our heart both day and night, right? And I think this falls right in line to it. So just watch your thinking patterns. See how often you're actually thinking about food. I know there is, if you're on your weight loss journey, you could be thinking about it more now naturally because you're trying to control your weight. So also just distinguishing and discerning, is this me managing my weight, or is this me focusing on a craving, right? Or is this me just thinking about food? So discern that in your hearts as well. I was thinking also because of the root of gore. I was thinking about gourmet chefs, and all of this makes sense. Of course, if that's your profession and you're a gourmet chef, you are fond of food. But the difference is you're fond of food due to a profession, because that's a service you provide, versus just a typical person. You would be fond of food just because of the enjoyment of taste and the excitement about it, right? So I hope something mentioned helps on your journey. Pray. If you find yourself having a gluttonous mind or a gluttonous consumption, it's reversible. Like, God has always offered us a chance to repent. So I would encourage you, if you feel like you fall into this category, well, the first thing is always to repent. Right? And basically repentance is just telling God, I don't want to go this way anymore. I want to go the other direction. Doesn't mean that sin will never happen again, that you'll never have another gluttonous thought, but you're acknowledging that it's not the right way to go, and that you aim to follow him and not to let that be the meditation of your heart. So prayerfully, this is beneficial. Thank you so much for listening to this additional segment, and always find a joy. Thank you.